Blackstone Audio presents Octopussy, The Last Great Adventures of James Bond 007 by Ian Fleming. Octopussy.
"You know what?" said Major Dexter Smythe to the octopus. "You're going to have a real treat today if I can manage it."
He had spoken aloud, and his breath had steamed up the glass of his Pirelli mask. He put his feet down to the sand beside the coral boulder and stood up. The water reached to his armpits. He took off the mask and spat into it, rubbed the spit round the glass, rinsed it clean, and pulled the rubber band of the mask back over his head. He bent down again. The eye in the mottled brown sack was still watching him carefully from the hole in the coral, but now the tip of a single small tentacle wavered hesitatingly an inch or two out of the shadows and quested vaguely with its pink suckers uppermost. Dexter Smythe smiled with satisfaction. Given time, perhaps one more month on top of the two during which he had been chumming the octopus, and he would have tamed the darling. But he wasn't going to have that month. Should he take a chance today and reach down and offer his hand, instead of the expected lump of raw meat on the end of his spear, to the tentacle? Shake it by the hand, so to speak? "No, pussy," he thought, "I can't quite trust you yet." Almost certainly other tentacles would whip out of the hole and up his arm. He only needed to be dragged down less than 2 feet for the cork valve on his mask to automatically close, and he would be suffocated inside it, or, if he tore it off, drowned. He might get in a quick, lucky jab with his spear, but it would take more than that to kill Pussy. No, perhaps later in the day. It would be right.